It's the Big O Show. All right, part two here of our Saturday night podcast. And if you missed it, we dropped one now on the Kaepernick story and Kaepernick addressing the media, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that. But we're going to talk now about Tua, and everybody sees what happened to Tua in the game against Mississippi. He suffers the dislocated hip, which, ladies and gentlemen, this could mean the end of his career. Hopefully the kid can come back. It's sad. It's you know, before we get into the domino effect to all of this, Dolphin Nation, this is first and foremost, let's hope that he can get healthy and have a regular life. Let's hope he can come back and even play football. I don't know, because if it's Bo Jackson related, Bo Jackson could not play football. I know he got by and was a freak and did a little baseball after the hip injury, but he wasn't the same freak athlete. And look, Tua was the best quarterback in this draft. There's no doubt in my mind he was the best passer in this draft. Last week, I kind of told you guys already on the podcast that I was off the Tua bandwagon. And I was off because he's injury prone. And I'm not taking a guy at number one or number two or number three, number six, that is injury prone. You want to take this guy in the second round? All right, go ahead. Take the chance, projects, injury prone guys, that kind of stuff. You want to take him with the 32nd pick in the first round? Go ahead. If he's even able to come back from this, which I pray. But unfortunately, this is why we've stayed level-headed on this show the entire time. The fact that some people assume that they were tanking, that the tanking people have got to be frustrated right now because they look really silly. The team's winning games. The front office acquires players to win games. People still don't understand that they are trying to build through youth, which means you're going to lose a lot, but it doesn't mean that they sat back with a sinister face going, let me design the team to lose. Because if you're designing it to lose, you don't acquire you don't sign Fitzpatrick as the only real veteran guy that can actually help you. You keep Rosen out there, let him get killed, and have Luke Falk back him up if you want to lose and go 0-16. If you want to go 0-16, you don't say, hey, Charles Harris sucks, let's keep him in there. No, dude, you pick up Taco Charlton. Yes, and if you think Vincent Taylor doesn't fit your scheme, you go out and trade. Now I'm brain farting now, but you go out and trade for that the big-ass defensive tackle that they traded for now that I'm completely blanking out now on that guy, but he has helped out. He's played well. Hasn't he? So you're trying to improve. All these corners that they continue to pick up. If you're trying to tank, you don't trade for offensive linemen right before the season starts. John Jenkins, by the way. Damn it, brain farts. You get old. You can't remember everything, folks. So you tankers, you look ridiculous. Because they're not tanking. They're just rebuilding through youth. They're not going to be spending a bunch of money on free agents. You can't get any quality free agents unless you buy them for 3-4 years and big time free agents, you know, signing bonuses. The guys you get that are 1 and 2 year deals are scrubberinis, are nothing. They're barely average NFL players. Those are the guys that sign 1 year deals, or they're all injured or something. You're just trying to see if they can hang on to one more year and play healthy or something. They've got some kind of baggage. And clearly they don't want baggage. Clearly they don't want old. They want to go young. We've been explaining this the whole time on the damn show. Just like we've been explaining on the entire show the entire time that they're not tanking and that they haven't given up and that they're already going to draft Tua. Because you don't know what's going to happen. Go listen to our prior podcasts I told you Tua could get injured. I told you Tua could get arrested. Anything could happen. You have no idea. You don't go, oh, we're going to go 0-16 because we know we're drafting Tua. How do you know you're drafting Tua? What if he wants to stay one more year? What if he gets a little Peyton Manning in him? For those of you that are too young, Peyton Manning had a chance to leave his junior year, and he wanted the entire college experience, so he stayed. He had no business staying for his senior season, but he did it anyway. So, I mean, give me a break. You tankers. Well, no, and they can get rid of here's the other one I heard. They can get rid of Tunsil because they're already targeting a right tackle since they're drafting Tua. How's that plan working out, tankers? I mean, the tankers look ridiculous. Nothing about this is tanking. Nowhere did they ever plan because they don't play fantasy football. You can sit back and play fantasy football and say, for sure we're taking Tua. A general manager has to sit back and say, I'm trading for picks now and going to get prepared to trade into 2020 and 2021. That's what Chris Greer is doing. That's why he got a quarterback in this draft that just passed, just in case he doesn't know how he ends up this year. Because you can't control it, morons. They went completely young, and tell me that you predicted that there were going to be other teams worse than Miami. Because I didn't. I was dead wrong. I said zero wins. They have no talent on this team. And guess what, folks? They have no talent on this team. But sorry-ass Zach Taylor, who's got way more talent in Cincinnati, can't win more than Miami. Sorry-ass Adam Gase has way more talent than Miami and can't win more than Miami. I forgot. Washington, you're a bigger joke. I forgot that there's so much incompetence in this league that Miami can strip it all the way down, and Flores is so good, he can beat people with absolutely nothing. Because that's basically what Brian Flores is doing. That dude is kicking ass with nothing. Because they're building it from nothing. Because now they find out Nick Needham, you come back. Taco, you come back. Mark Walton, we want you back. Because that's what this season's about. Preston Williams, we want you back. You're going to join the group of 14 draft picks and street free agents that were undrafted for next year. And let's go forward because we're building with youth, guys. And we don't play fantasy football. Oh, no, yeah, they could trade Tunsil away. They're already targeting a right tackle. Get the hell out of here. Oh, they're drafting Tua. Yeah, how's that working out? And Joe Burrow has 1 year. 1 year of performance. Are you sure he's the guy? Because they haven't gotten all the tape on him in college to figure him out yet. In the NFL, they figure your ass out quickly. You better be sure if you pull the trigger at number one. That's why now the tankers, you're so worried about one. Well, now guess what? One doesn't look like it's a Joe Burrow and you miss because you go on a one-year wonder like Mark Sanchez, like Trubisky. How's that worked out? One-year wonders. Got to be careful with that. So I don't know if it's Herbert now. I don't know if it's Burrow, Chase Young, Jerry Jeudy. All I know is they're going to get themselves a hell of a player. And if they got a hell of a front office, they'll figure it out and they'll get themselves a damn quarterback. But if you're a Dolphins fan, you root for the fact that you may have a coach. And if Flores is a coach This is one hell of a season, ladies and gentlemen. No matter how many wins they end up with. Because if you end up with a coach, that's half the battle. The other half is getting that quarterback and you're off and running. And by the way, if you have a coach, that means your general manager, in his first year, his biggest decision, he knocked it out of the freaking park. So stop worrying about stupid-ass tanking and enjoy the fact that they're finding talent from the street, they're developing their draft picks, they're beating teams that have way more talent, and they're not playing fantasy football. Chris Greer has got 14 draft picks in this draft. He's got the ammo to move into next year's draft for Mr. Trevor Lawrence. So if you don't get your guy this year, you go into next year. Are you changing teams? Because I haven't changed teams in 50 years. So I can hang in there while they build it this year. And if they don't get their quarterback next year, that doesn't mean I don't end up being a Dolphins fan. That means I enjoy the 2020 season and how they build and get better there too. That's how you're supposed to enjoy this bitch. I feel terrible for Tua. Time to turn the page, unfortunately. I hope he gets healthy. I hope he can play. But in the Dolphin Nation, you got to forget about it. That's not a guy you take at the top of the draft. Because unfortunately, hey, listen, reality is you and I would break down over and over and over again in the NFL. Because most human beings cannot put up with that pounding. It takes a freak to stay healthy in the NFL. Tua can pass the ball. He's a heck of a quarterback. He can't stay healthy. He's the Yetiel Green of quarterbacks, unfortunately. And if you're fragile, that's a tough place for a quarterback. They're all tough guys, but that doesn't mean that your body is tough and durable. And unfortunately, Tua's body is not durable. It sucks. Feel terrible for the kid. Be good out there. We'll have something for you on Sunday going over the Heat and the Panthers. This is the Big O Show.